これからリスニングテストを行います。問題用紙の1ページを見なさい。リスニングテストはすべて放送による指示で行います。リスニングテストの問題には、問題1から問題3の3つがあります。英文とその後に出題される質問が、それぞれ全体を通して一度だけ読まれます。問題用紙の余白にメモを取っても構いません。答えはすべて回答用紙に書きなさい。問題1は、英語による対話文を聞いて、英語の質問に答えるものです。ここで話される対話文は全部で2つあり、それぞれ質問が1つずつ出題されます。質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを選んで、その記号を答えなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ8秒です。では、始めます。
Number one.
Andy, have you heard? A new cafe has opened near ABC station.
Really, Claire?
Yes. There are a lot of flowers and trees in front of the cafe.
Oh, are there tables and chairs outside?
No, but we can see the plants through the windows from inside.
Nice. I want to go there. What kinds of food and drink does the cafe have?
Well, it depends on the day. If you go there...You can see a menu board near the door.
Oh, I see.
Question. What does the cafe look like? Number two.
Hi, Hanako. Is there anything interesting on the school information board?
Hi, Kevin. I'm looking for a program to learn foreign languages.I want to study in the UK for a few weeks.
Great. How about this one?
Well, the class size is too big for me. I want to join a language class which has fewer than 15 students.
I see. This program has a smaller class. There are only 13 students in the class. You can start this program in July. So, you can spend your summer vacation in the UK. That's perfect.
I don't think so. During the summer, I want to do my school club activities instead of studying abroad. Wait, look at this one. I can start this program in December, and I can learn not only English, but also French and Spanish. And the class size is the smallest among the four programs. I'll choose this program.
Question. Which program is Hanako going to choose?
問題には、英語による対話文を聞いて、英語の質問に答えるものです。ここで話される対話文は全部で2つあり、それぞれ質問が2つずつ出題されます。質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを選んで、その記号を答えなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ8秒です。では、対話文 A を始めます。
Hi, Nancy. The school trip to West City was fun. Can we talk about our presentation of that trip?
Okay, Mike.
I can't believe the presentation is next Friday. I'm still making my poster. Let's try to remember the places we visited. First, we went to an aquarium and a history museum.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them. We planned to eat lunch at a park,But it started to rain, so we found a nice restaurant, and we ate lunch there.
Yeah, we were lucky. By the way, I want to use some pictures in our presentation. But my camera broke during the trip, and I couldn't take photos. Can you give me some?
Sure. I'll send them to you by email today.
Thank you. And I'll finish making my poster today. Will you check it?
Sure.I'll do it this weekend, and I'll give it back next Monday, okay?
I'll be busy that day because I'll have a club meeting.
All right. How about the next day?
No problem. By the way, in the history museum we visited, we learned about a famous garden in West City. We didn't go to that garden, but I also want to talk about it in the presentation.
Okay.
Question 1. When will Nancy return the poster to Mike after she checks it? Question 2. What is one thing we learned from Nancy and Mike's talk?
This April, we'll have a welcome party for the first-year students. We'll hold it in the big hall in the afternoon, and we'll introduce our school. Do you have any ideas, Peter?
Yes, Sarah. I want to make it better. Last year, we began by introducing our school song.
Right. Let's do that this year, too.
Okay. After the school song, we had a speech by the student leader.
Yes, we'll have it this year, too.
Good. Last year, after the speech, we talked about some places in the school, such as the computer room and the teacher's room. This year, we should introduce the new cafeteria and the new gym.
The party is only 1 hour. In this year's party, we won't introduce places in the school. Instead, we'll have the school tour another day. We can take new students to the new cafeteria and the new gym then.
Great!
So what should we do next? Last year, at the end of the party, we showed a school event video that our teacher made. She said she'll lend it to us and help us show the video this year, too.
She always helps us. I think showing the video is a good idea. And this year, I want to have a quiz show before the video. Students like quizzes. Let's make questions about our school events with the quiz club members.
Good. Let's do it.
Question 1. Which is the plan of the welcome party next April? Question 2. What is one thing we learn from Peter and Sarah's talk?
その内容に合うものを、あからきの中から2つ選んで、その記号を答えるものです。回答時間は30秒です。では、始めます。
Welcome to Kokusai Park. I'm Thomas, a staff member of this park. Before you enter, I'll tell you how to enjoy Kokusai Park. There are 3 areas.The ball area is a large open field. You can use balls there. If you don't bring a ball, you can borrow one. In that case, you just ask for one from the staff there. Then, we will bring a ball from the information center and give it to you in the ball area. In the forest area, you can enjoy bird watching tours.Each tour group has 7 guests. Each group is led by 1 staff member. There are bird watching tours 2 times a day, at 10:30 and at 1:30. To join a tour, please come to the gate of the forest area 5 minutes before the start of the tour. In the dog area, you can let your dog run freely.If you want to use this area, you have to write your name at the gate of the dog area. We'll start repairing the fence there next month. During that time, you can't use the area. So, if you are interested in it, please use it now. Next, if you want to ride a bicycle in Kokusai Park, you can use a Kokusai Park bicycle. In that case,The price is 200 yen an hour. The staff wear a blue shirt with the Kokusai Park symbol on the front. All the staff speak both Japanese and English to communicate with people from all over the world. The staff wearing a yellow hat speak other languages in addition to Japanese and English. For more information, please ask the staff. I hope you all enjoy your visit.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記テストに移ってください。